Hi, Vanessa here. Are you a counselor, a therapist, or other type of licensed behavioral health clinician? If so, you may be interested in a book I wrote called Burnout, Self-Care for Behavioral Health Clinicians. Check it out at therapistassets.com, also known as VanessaLexShop.com. Hi, my name is Vanessa. As a disclaimer, are only intended to be for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. If you have specific problems, behavioral health related, please go seek out a professional in your area to receive a customized approach and plan to your unique situation. This is not for that. If you are in crisis right now, please call 911. This is not for that. So, all right, onward. Power of decluttering. So I decided to do a little snippet about power of decluttering today because of the fact that I do think it's really powerful. And I know there's some people that function at a high level and do really well with everything being super duper cluttered all around them and just garbage and crap everywhere. But those people typically, in my experience, complain constantly about how they can't find anything and how everything's a mess and dirty and cluttered and there's just stuff going on that shouldn't be going on in their workspace, in their living space, whatever the case may be. I love everything neat, clean, and organized. I will acknowledge it's kind of more to the extreme with me. And I like being able to find everything very quickly. I like everything being in its place. And it's really hard to live life like that. I mean, my car is proof of that, actually. But I just got done decluttering my workspace and actually my closet too, to some extent, in the last couple of days. And I cannot tell you how much easier it's been to find stuff and how much better everything looks. And I'm just looking around my workspace. I'm like, this is amazing right now. It looks and feels amazing. Everything is so organized and decluttered. And I must have spent, I can't tell you how many pounds and hours of just stuff that just collects up over time, paperwork, or clothes or whatever. And now it's like, it's gone. It's garbage. It's awesome. And most people would probably say my area was pretty organized to begin with, pretty clean to begin with, but now it's like pristine. It's really nice. So if you're feeling kind of overwhelmed and burned out and having difficulty in your day-to-day life with energy and overwhelm, you know, one of the things to start with when you do have a little bit of energy instead of going back into your daily grind is to look at your life and figure out, what garbage do I have in my life, whether it be people or paperwork or clothes or whatever that I can remove that are toxic, that are cluttering up my life, they're cluttering up my space, they're cluttering up my brain, and get rid of it. I know books have been written about this. I don't think I'll ever do a decluttering book. Maybe I'll do a decluttering chapter in second edition of Burnout down the road, but I don't think I'll ever do a book on it. But the point is that when you declutter your space, you can, in your life, you can declutter your brain and it can increase your well-being overall. And I just know in the last couple of days, since I got everything organized, I feel a lot better already and a lot less overwhelmed already. I'm a lot happier. And as evidenced by this video right now. And, you know, some of the things that can help with that is just going to some of those online stores or in-person stores and getting little organizers. You can get them in office section. If that's lacking, you can look in the bathroom section. You can look in the home decor section. And you'd be amazed at some of the really cool things that you can get that will organize everything. And in fact, behind me right back there, you can't really see it because it's clear. There's a round thing that turns around and it has different compartments in it and you can put all your stuff in there and it can organize things like staples and just stuff that's easy to get cluttered really fast. And so you can see it, you can find it, you can use it because we all have stuff that we need to use in our daily life, but you don't want it to be overrun by your stuff that stinks. So anyhow, I hope this was a helpful tip. Love this podcast? Please leave an awesome online review. This will help make the podcast that you love more discoverable so that other people can love it too. Thank you.